We had some problems with our recording software at the beginning of the match. We hope to recover it late tonight or tomorrow, and we'll add it to what we have now. We now join the match near the end of the first set.
Be serving, I think it will be... Yep, it'll be Grace Klingshring back to serve for the Indians, leading by 7. That one goes, just hits the top of the net, does not get across. So it's now 20-14. That one's up in the rafters, bouncing around with the braces for the basketball goal, and it'll be 20-15. Indians lead down to 5 now, and back to serve will be Haley Davidson. Tegan with a receive and knocked back across and down on the Indians side. So it's 20-16. On Tuesday night, our girls were at St. Mary's. They were leading 23-20 and ended up losing that match and the next two. So we don't want to see a lead go away late in the game. We get that point with a serve going far out of bounds. And Indians lead 21-16. And Faith Wendell back to serve. See if she can close it out for the Indians. They're struggling, hit into the stands. There's something about Faith's serve that makes it very difficult. It does not come off the receiver's hand very well when they get it. So that one is set and comes across. Audra with a set. Mara off the defender's hand and out of bounds. 23-16 now. Two straight points here for Faith in her serve. If she can get two more, we can call this first game a winner for the Indians. Serve received. Coming back, and that is blocked and down on the Blazers' side of the court. And it's 24-16. And see if Faith can close this one out for our Indians. Received, set. They're struggling to get it over. Gets it across. Audra with a set. And here comes Mara. Received, set. Playing it deep again. Faith with a nice set and off the defender's hand and down on the Blazers' side of the court. So Indians win the first set, 25-16. And we'll be back right after this.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, safety products, and more, our knowledgeable staff is here to find the durable medical equipment individuals are looking for who are living at home with chronic illness or injury. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy and Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Miracle Lanes is now open Thursday through Sunday until the bowling season starts in September. They'll have all your favorites, and all you have to do is grab your phone and call them at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Or stop by and visit with Corey and Jared. The kids want pizza, but you want a tenderloin? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Pizza, wings, subs, one of their great sandwiches, fried goodies, get whatever you want. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their buffet with pizza, boneless wings, and salad bar. Miracle Lanes will be open at 3 on Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Call them at 375-4274.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where our Indians take the first set. I believe it was 25-16. And thing I noticed in that first set was, and I don't know if it was because they weren't able to or it's not their game plan, but the Blazers were not setting up big hitters in the front row. They seemed to be their third hit, or that would be receive, set. That third hit was coming from 10 feet or so back from the net, where the Indians have been, you know, always going into the net as much as they up to the net as far as they can. So they receive it. Kennedy with a nice save, and that's kind of dumped down on the floor. That'll put the Blazers up 1-0 again. I believe this is Kinsey Everman for the Blazers. Junior. Received by Mara. Kennedy. And I think that was Tegan, yes, with a big smash. And we're tied at one. Again, we're setting up our front row, our big hitters, and they're putting them down. And the Blazers do not seem to be doing that. Now, it might be because we're making it difficult for them, but I think that's part of their plan. That's received, and it dived on her. It took a nosedive right at the end. We have several girls that can do that, and I don't believe they see that very often in their league. That happens a lot in the MAC, but you'll see when we play off schools that that will happen a lot. So Indians lead 2-1. Hit from the back, and we block it, and it is 3-1. So after the initial flub for our Indians, we've scored three straight. Tegan's ready for her third serve. This just clears the net. She can't handle it, and it's 4-1 Indians. Tegan will go back. She'll serve. Another tough one. That's up here almost to me. They are not doing well with that hard serve. Again, I think the serves are in MAC play are noticeably different from other schools, and they are not handling it well. Now, St. Mary's on Tuesday, they handled everything really well. They play MAC schools, and several WBLs play MAC schools, and they've started playing that more aggressive, high-risk, high-reward type of serve. So Indians now lead 6-1 after that point, and Tegan's going back again. Another tough one. They are able to at least get the second person to hit it, but that will bring a timeout again from the Blazers. And we'll just take a timeout with them. We'll be back right after this from Cooper Farms.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where our Indians lead 7-1 over the National Trail Trailblazers. And the first point went to the Blazers on a miss hit, I believe, by Grace. And then we got the serve back, and Tegan has served 6 straight points, and she's back to serve again. The Indians lead 7-1. Tegan Fortkamp serving. Another one of those hard, just barely over the net, high risk, high reward that I'm just by watching this run here, they do not see this. They're not able to handle that hard 1-inch over the net serve. Tegan again, and that one is a glance. They just are not able to deal with that. And it's a tough one for even the MAC schools that see it regularly. It's tough for them to handle it, too. I'm not saying that that's a thing, but this team just hasn't seen that. They did get that one up in the air, but it goes behind the up official. And it's now 10-1, and Tegan has served 9 straight points. That one she kind of dinks over, and they get it up to the front, but there wasn't anybody there. So it's 11-1. So she slammed 9 straight. That 10th one kind of dinked it over. We'll see what she does on this one. Another sort of a dink, and Blazers get it. They'll get a third hit, and it does go inbounds in the back corner. And so they score and break that streak of 11 straight points, 10 straight service points for Tegan. And it will be, looks like, Caitlin Neese back to serve for the Blazers. And that's called in. I couldn't see because one of our players was there. I thought it might have gone out. That's what the Indians were hoping. It's 11-3. And Neese will go back to serve again. And Audra and Mara both get it. Grace, I believe, smashed it over. There's Grace. And then Kennedy with a nice setup to Paige Guggenbiller. And she smashes a good one down on the other side, and it's 12-3. And Grace Klingchern will serve. That's turned. They tried to dink it over on the second one and successful, but the Indians handle it. Another dink over. And we kind of dink it over on the second serve on, or the second hit on that one that they were anticipating being a set. So it's now 13-3. Grace will go back to serve again. Good serve. And set, and a good strong hit near the net. And Mara with a set up from Kennedy. She has been setting them up very, very well. So that makes it 14-3, and Grace will serve again. She doesn't have that killer 100-mile-an-hour serve, but she's given them some problems, but they are able to at least play it here. So strong, strong hit from Natalie Oswald, and that goes out of bounds, and they'll call a timeout again, and we'll be back right after this from Hull Brothers.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number 1 for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where the Indians are leading here in the second set, 15-3. First set, Indians won fairly easily, 25-16, I believe, was that score. And they had several runs of really good service points. And right now, the Blazers are having some trouble with our serves. We're going to come back here, and it'll be Grace Klingshern with the serve again. Indians lead 15-3. Grace with the serve. That one, they looked at each other and kind of neither one of them got it. So it'll be 16-3. Oh, excuse me. Something happened there. They got the Blazers got the point, and I did not see what happened. Maybe it was out of bounds. I thought it was very well in. So it was 16-4. And that one gets served into the net, so now it's, that should be 17-4, but that point didn't go on the board. I'm confused here on what happened. So the Blazers apparently got a point on one I thought might have been in bounds, although the players were between me and the line, so it might have gone out of bounds, but then they served it into the net, but we didn't get a point for it. So I don't know exactly what's going on here, but so it's received and hit back. Indians get it back to them, blocked at the net, and it goes, stays on our side of the net. So it's now 16-5 Indians, and Addison Sparks will go back to serve for the Blazers. She'll send it across. Good serve. Audra with a set. And Allison Fullenkamp with a nice dink across the net. And 17-5, they weren't able to handle that. And Mara goes back. She'll put one over. Received. A set near the net. And it goes into the net. She mishit that one. And it's 18-5. And Mara goes back to serve again. She's getting a sign from Coach Garkey, Coach McEldowney, Tiffany, as to where to put it, but she puts it into the net instead. So 18-6 is the score now. And Natalie Oswald will go back to serve, senior for the Blazers. She sends it across. Mara to Faith. Nice set, but knocked out of bounds by Tegan. So it'll be 18-7 now, and Oswald will serve again. Again, Indians lead 18-7 here in the second set, won the first set 25-16. Mara receives it. Faith with a set. And I believe that was Sage Luthold. Puts it down on the Blazers' side. But must have been in the net. So they get a point, 18-8. Oswald again. So there's Tegan, Faith with a set. And back and forth across the net. Sage tries to pound one. They save it. And coming across. And a whistle, a double hit on the Blazers. So that makes it 19-8. And Audra Bupp will go back to serve for our Indians. She's a senior. Seems like she's played for 5 or 10 years. Just playing really, really well, as always. So they get the receive, get it back to the Indian side, and Paige with a strong hit about 10 feet out of bounds. So that'll make it 19-9. And looks like they're putting in number 21, Thelma Weldy, to serve. She's a junior. Blazers down 10, serving here in the second set. Paige and over to Faith. We get it across. They get the first hit, can't handle the second hit, and it's 20-9. And Kennedy Mullenkamp will come in. She'll be serving for the Indians, 20-9. When Faith Wendell went in, she, at about this point of the last set, she served it right on out. So we'll see what Kennedy can do here. Received by the Blazers. Third hit across. And apparently it stayed in bounds. The Indians let it go. And it is 20-10 now. And Kinsey Everman will be the server for the Blazers. Trying to fight their way back in. Kennedy with a nice set. And that was called out. So it's 20-11. And Everman ready to serve again. Audra Kennedy with a decent set. And Mara with a pretty good strong hit that they could not handle. And Indians now lead 21-11. And Tegan Fortkamp will go back. And she will be serving. Maybe she can get us served out. We need four to get through the game here. That one is handled. That one is off Audra's hands and out of bounds. And it'll be 21-12. And Tegan did not do that killer serve that time. So now it's... I don't have her number here. I don't have her. It says 18, but I don't see an 18 on their sheet. There it is. Niece is the server. So back and forth it goes, and hit out of bounds by the Blazers. It'll be 22-12. So we get a point, they get a point, we get a point, they get a point. Indians still up 10. It'll be Grace Klingchern serving, handled, and hard hit, blocked at the net, but down on our side. So it's 13 for the Blazers, and they'll be serving to Indians, 22. Blazers serving down 9. And it'll be Haley Davidson. She's a senior. That is out of bounds. And again, exchanging points. It's 23-13. And it looks like Faith Wendell will come in again. She served us 5 or 6 points to finish the last game. Maybe she can get us 2 here. I don't think either team has scored on their serve in about 5 points. Indians here, and they tip it over. A set for the Blazers, and they're going to call a double hit. Yep. So the Indians get another point. So Faith now has a chance to serve us out for the second straight game. 24-13. Blazers get it across, and it is out. And that is the end of set number 2. And this one is 25-13. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes. And we'll get on with set number 3 and see if the Indians can close it out quickly today.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Did you realize the Fed is highly considering moving short-term interest rates up for operating money with 5 to 7/4% increases this year? No, it's not the end of the world, but planning is definitely imperative. And these costs will be passed down to you without a careful review and plan. Come visit me today for a review of your plan and your business. Have a chat with someone that puts you first. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at CSG Consulting in Fort Recovery. 419-852-4049.
Welcome back to Fortsite Fieldhouse, where the Indians and Blazers are going into set number three. Indians won the first set 25-16 and the second set 25-13. And the Blazers handled the serves a little bit better in that second set, but Tegan had a run there where she was really just as Diana Rammel called it, high risk, high reward serve, and she had 10 of them that were just rockets, an inch or two above the net, and the Blazers did not handle those. Now, the last time she served at about .22 in that second set, she did not do that killer serve, so we'll see how it goes. We're going to start the third set here. Kennedy Mullenkamp serving for our Indians. She hits one long. So the third set starts the way every set has, with the Blazers scoring the first point. So again, third straight set. Blazers lead 1-0 at the start. And I believe that was Grace Klingshern with the smash, and we're tied at one. And Tegan will go back to serve. We'll see how she serves this, whether she'll do that high risk, high reward, or just a good dink. Pretty good hard serve there, and the Blazers handle it. And Kennedy with a nice save for a setup. And Indians are able to put it over in the corner where the Blazers had vacated, and it's 2-1, Indians lead. And Tegan will step back in to serve again. That one promptly served into the net. Not exactly the way we had it planned. So the Blazers will serve, and that goes inbounds, and they lead 3-2. Natalie Oswald back to serve again for the Blazers. She just had a nice service point there. And that, Audra Kennedy with a set, and that was Grace Klingshern again with a big old smash. And that goes down without being touched on the Blazers' side. Indians lead, or excuse me, we're tied at three. And now Grace will serve. Grace Klingshern received. set and blocked by the Indians. Tipped across. Kennedy with a nice set again, and Mara will just tip it over. It was a little too far, close to out of bounds. I'm going to say a double hit again, yes. And that'll give the Indians a 4-3 lead. First lead of set number three. Indians have won set one and set two. Grace with a nice serve. A set for the Blazers. Back row. Kennedy with another nice set. And Mara puts it down, but it is out of bounds. Just a little wide for Mara. And we're tied at four. Haley Davidson will come in to serve for the Blazers, and she'll hit it. Tegan with the receive, set up. Mara with a smash, saved, and try to roll it across, and did not quite get it across. So Indians now lead 5-4, and we are bringing Faith Wendell in again to serve. Indians up one early in set number three. Received. Have to hit it across from the back. Well, that looked like four or five hits, but still end up not getting it across. So 5-5 now. Indians hit it into our net. And Blazers will bring Thelma Weldy in to serve, a junior. She'll get it across. Audra, Faith with a set. And they receive it. Put it over. Audra, Faith another set. And Sage Luthold puts it out of bounds. So it's now 6-5 in favor of the Trailblazers. Weldy serves again. Faith tries to get it up toward the front. Allison Fullenkamp puts it out of bounds again. She's getting it real close to that line, but cannot keep it in those last two hits. Blazers now up two. Faith with a nice set, and Mara smashes it, and that hits the net. Looked like it was going to fall back down on their side and flips over and falls on our side. It is now 8-5, and Travis Guggenbiller wants a timeout. Indians behind right now. Be back right after this.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite? Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
We're back here at Fortsight Fieldhouse. Thelma Weldy again serving for the Blazers. They lead by 3-8-5. And a nice setup and a big smash by Mara. That one goes to the floor, barely touched, and Indians are now serving it down by two, and Mara will be your server. Indians won the first two handily, and they're struggling a little bit in this one. And that one, they are not able to handle that serve. It wasn't a rocket, but it was one of those serves that kind of gets away from the defender when it hits their hands, and it's now 8-7. Mara looking to tie it up here now. Pushes it across, and that one dived on the receiver, and she did not handle it. We are tied at 8. Mara trying to put us back in the lead. I think we were ahead 4-3 earlier, and then the Blazers went on a nice run. Here's a set and a block by our Indians, but it goes out of bounds, and the Blazers retake the lead 9-8. And it will be Caitlin Neese back to serve for the Blazers. To Tegan, to believe it was Faith, and back to Tegan, and she puts it down. And we're tied at 9. And Audra Bupp, who has in her years here had numerous games where she will just score point after point after point from the service line. So she gets it across. They handle it. And Dover Mara to Faith. She sets it up for Grace. It goes up, bounces around the basketball backboard, and back over to the Indians. Audra, Faith with a nice set, and Sage hits it, blocked by the Blazers, and back down on our side. So it's 10-9 in favor of the Blazers. Kinsey Everman, your server. Grace Tegan, she bumps it over from 10 feet back and set up nicely at the net. Indians with a save. Faith to Mara. And that is just in bounds on the Blazers' side, and a point for the Indians. We're tied at 10. Indians, by this point in the two previous sets, we were already up 5 points or so. Right now it's 10-10. The Blazers do not want to lose this in three. They are fighting hard to get set number three. Kennedy Mullenkamp serves. It's knocked out of bounds, almost out of bounds, and saved, but not where anybody could get to it. So Indians lead 11-10, and Kennedy will serve again. So maybe our lead can hold this time. Kennedy puts it over. Set, and Mara with a tough one, and it's going to... I thought that somebody was in the net, but they did not call that. I thought the lady for the Blazers was in the net, but that might have only been the ball hitting the net. So now we're back tied at 11, and Addison Sparks will be the server. Comes across. Kennedy with a setup. A double hit. Again, one of those things that I'm never able to see. So 12-11, Indians with the lead. And Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve. We'll see if we can get this going here. Maybe she may try that killer serve again. Yep. And goes... It usually comes our way. That one, it went to the other side of the gym. Just doesn't come off their hands very well if they are able to get to it. Indians now lead 13-11. And Tegan with that blazing high-risk serve. And there's the high risk, went out of bounds. So it's 13-12. And Natalie Oswald will go back to serve for the Blazers. They are down 1 point and serves it into the net. So a break for the Indians. Grace Klingshern will be the server. Indians leading 14-12. That one's saved. Dinks it forward, and they get it across. Mara to Kennedy with a nice set. And... it's over on the Blazers' side. Kennedy with another nice set for Mara, and that goes down without being touched. Allison Fullenkamp tried to put one down the last time it was on our side of the net, but they were able to save it. They could not get that one from Mara. 15-12 now, and Grace, I'm going to call that an ace, but we're not keeping stats, so... we'll see. The Blazers had been leading. Indians have caught up, and They are going to, the Blazers will call a timeout. We'll be back right after this from Wayne Street Market.
You'll always find great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, and here are some examples of their great deals this week. Hamburger Helper is $1.49 a box. Virginia brand ham or Cooper Farms honey roasted or smoked turkey are $5.99 a pound, sliced to order in their deli, and 8-ounce packages of Best Choice shredded cheese is just $2.89. And if you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, stop by their deli, where they always have good hot meals ready to go every day, like meatloaf Monday, tenderloin Tuesday, ribs on Thursday, and burgers and brats on Friday. And a good quick way to start your day is with one of their delicious fresh pastries and a cup of their many varieties of coffee. Good food ready to go every day. Check out their other great prices throughout the store when you stop into Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Grace Klingshern back to serve again. She's had a couple of straight points, and this one is over. Just barely staying alive by the Blazers. Kennedy with a nice setup for, I believe that was Paige Guggenbiller that got that big smash, but went down on the Blazers' side. Indians lead 17-12. And starting to pull away, see if they can make it stick this time. Grace with a hard serve just out of bounds. So it is 17-13. And Haley Davidson will go back to serve for the Blazers. That goes into the net, and it's 18-13. And looks like Faith Wendell is going to come in to serve. She's had some pretty good runs at serve today. And Tiffany McEldowney showing her about where she wants to put it. And it's across. They are able to play it. Audra to Faith with a nice setup. And Mara. And they cannot handle that. Landon Post over in the crowd. He got that and he's celebrating. His buddies are razzing him. I think it's Jersey Day today in the student section. There's about 30 of them there. Serve handled. Third hit comes across, and Tegan gets a hand on it but cannot play it, and it's 19-14. And looks like they're bringing in 21 Thelma Weldy again for the serve. Down five now. Set number three. Indians won the first one 25-16. The second one 25-13. So Paige, Faith with a nice set. Over across. And Blazers have it. Indians tip it. And Tegan tries to get it to the front row. Nobody there. So it's 19-15. And Weldy will serve again. A set. Mara with a big smash, but a block by the Blazers. Goes down on the Indian side. It's 19-16. Here they come. Weldy will go back again. She's had some very nice service runs on her own. And she will bring it across. Audra. Faith with a set. Grace over to the Blazers. They'll bring it across. And Sage tried to put it down. They play it. Faith with a big set to Mara. And they play it. And it's Blazers bringing it across. Good save by Faith. Audra. Mara off their hand. Good play again. This is a very good volley. Audra to Tegan. Her smash doesn't go down. And Tegan with another nice save. A good set by Faith. Hit the net, and we played it and get it across. Audra, Faith again with Mara, and they can't play it. That was a great, great volley with great plays on both sides and just great reactions from, I think, every player on the floor during that volley. Indians now lead 20-16. That was one where it's tough to see one team or the other not win that point because both teams fought really hard on that one. Mara serves it right straight out of bounds. So it's now 20-17. And Caitlin Neese, the libero, will serve for the Blazers. Audra, Faith, Tegan, down on the ground, down on the floor for the Indians, 21-17. And Audra will go back to serve for the Indians. See if she can service out here. We need 4 points, and we lead by four. That one hits the net and stays on the Indians' side, so it's 21-18. Indians cannot shake the Blazers in this third match. Kinsey Everman Jr. going back to serve for the Blazers here, down by only three. Tegan to Faith with a nice set. Sage blocked by the Blazers, down on the Indians' side. It's a two-point lead now for our Indians, and Everman will go back again to serve, trying to get a good run here. It's getting toward the end of the game, and they do not want to go down in the third set. Everman over to Audra. Faith again with another nice set. Tegan back to our side. Audra, Faith, Tegan puts it down. Inbounds. My laptop is right where I could not see where that went down, but I think you can hear that the Blazers fans did not care for that. They thought that that was out of bounds. I definitely could not see it. It was going to be very close, but my laptop is right where that little piece of the floor is. I'm blind about a foot deep on this side there. So it's 22-19. Kennedy serves for the Indians. She'll set up for Grace, and she hits it into the net. 22-20. And the Blazers, Addison Sparks, she'll go back. Indians are not so far able to pull away from the Blazers. Mara Kennedy with a nice setup. Grace Klingshern with a smash. And that'll make it 23-20. And Tegan's going to see if she can service out. This has been a really, really hard-fought set. And just to get ready, the Blazers are going to call a timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for...
We are coming back in. The timeouts, they took only about half of what they were allotted, and we're back. Indians lead 23-20 in set number three. We've won the first and second set. This one is by far the closest, and Tegan will see if she can serve us out, and she puts one out of bounds. So new life again for the Blazers. And Natalie Oswald will serve. They're only trailing by two, 23-21. Comes across. Audra. Mara across to the Blazers. Nice setup at the net. Blocked by the Indians and down on the Blazers' side. So it will be match point. Set point, match point, 24-21. And it will be Grace Klingshern steps back there for, we hope, the final serve. And it's handled, goes up, and blocked by Grace and Allison, I believe. And that is the match. 25-21 is the final in set number three. And Indians come away with a three-set victory. But that last set was tough, tough, tough. We'll be back with a little bit of a wrap-up right after this.
Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is now carrying a selection of unique items in the store, from nasal spray to help protect against germs and pathogens, Manuka honey sourced from New Zealand, and nail polish that is cruelty-free and vegan. So call 1-800-686-2314 for more information on these products, or stop in at Kalp Pharmacy, located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Miracle Lanes is now open Thursday through Sunday until the bowling season starts in September. They'll have all your favorites, and all you have to do is grab your phone and call them at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Or stop by and visit with Corey and Jared. The kids want pizza, but you want a tenderloin? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Pizza, wings, subs, one of their great sandwiches, fried goodies, get whatever you want. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their buffet with pizza, boneless wings, and salad bar. Miracle Lanes will be open at 3 on Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Call them at 375-4274.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where the Indians come away with a three-set victory over the National Trail Blazers. And for Indians, they won the first set 25-16, second set 25-13. The third set was a very hard-fought match with the Blazers ahead 1 or 2 points a number of times through the set. So Indians finally, I guess you wouldn't really call it pulling away, but maybe just pulling it out at the end, and come away with a 25-21 victory, but it was very hard fought on that third set. So again, Indians with a victory tonight. They go to 1-1 on the season, having lost at St. Mary's on Tuesday. Indians played very well at St. Mary's. They played very well that first set, and they were up, like, I believe 23-20, and then did not score again. And then the St. Mary's Rough Rider, Lady Rough Riders, in the second set, I believe they were ahead 12-1 at one point. They just, from when we were ahead 23-20, I believe they outscored us at one point. We had, but by the time we got 3 points, they had scored like 15 or 20 to our three from the end of the first set on through. And then the third set didn't do much better for our Indians. So I'm not sure what the difference was. I was trying to think if I could think of anything that happened, that anybody changed anything. Now, I'm not a good strategist on volleyball, but I couldn't see anything that we did different or that St. Mary's did different on Tuesday to completely change that game in just – from at that point when we were up 23-20 and had the momentum, and suddenly the momentum just completely changed. And I don't know how that happened, why that happened. But anyway, today they come out and we were on fire, really, really playing well. Now, in the third set, the Blazers seem to be handling our serves noticeably better than they did in the first two, because they hadn't seen those bullet serves that as Diana Rammel called them, high risk, high reward. So they finally got a little better at doing that and hung in there with us. In fact, they were leading most of the off and on most of the set. And so, but the Indians do pull it out at the end and end up winning 25-21 in that third and final set. Tomorrow we'll have football at Urbana. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, as all of our football games are. Then next week, on Tuesday, volleyball will host Jay County. That's always a big rivalry. And that'll be a WPGW simulcast, and the NFHS video, of course, will be available. And Thursday, it'll be volleyball at Parkway. That's a WPGW simulcast, and the NFHS video, I'm very sure, is available at Parkway. Friday, be football hosting Coldwater, and, of course, the Fort Recovery Radio broadcast and the NFHS video. Saturday, it'll be volleyball at the St. Henry Invitational, and we'll broadcast as many of those matches as we can. Probably two, maybe only one. We may simulcast WCSM on one of the games, one of the sets. Just don't know how it's going to go because we usually play in a couple of different gyms there, the high school gym and the middle school gym. And so sometimes it's tough for us to get our equipment back and forth. I don't think we'll be able to bring all three sets or all three matches that we'll play, but we'll do what we can, and that'll, I guess, have to be as good as we can do. So, again, Indians come away with a three-set victory, although the last one was very hard-fought over the National Trail Blazers. And so we do appreciate everybody listening in on Fort Recovery Radio, even though we had a little trouble at the beginning getting that on the air. And then also on the NFHS video. And we appreciate our sponsors that help us bring all of this to you. So for our Indians tonight, we thank everybody for listening, staying tuned, and make sure you tune in tomorrow for football.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.